CMN Network, MI3.
KV9, KVX is mobile.
Good morning. You're 9YOU.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just driving by your street right now, and I said they got your sidewalk done.
Yep. Been done for a while now, which is nice.
I'm jealous because I want new sidewalks. Every one of mine are broken up from the trees that used to be there.
I don't blame you there, but if you get new sidewalks, you're going to get new curbs, too.
There's a guy a couple houses down who used to live there, and he said the curb keeps sinking because they keep redoing the streets. They don't do nothing but the curbs. Did you get your grass all cut?
I'm not sure about the curb, but I haven't cut the grass yet. I might do that today.
Okay. They just got through it last week, but it's hard to take it in between the raindrops. Brandon generally cuts ours once a week, and I cut my sister's once a week. I haven't done the trimming at my sister's house in about a year because I was up in Michigan all the time watching my grandson, but I'm going to start doing it this week.
Right, yeah. I got some fence to fix today, too. I'm going to try to fix that. I probably ought to mow today so I don't have to bag it later. And just, because it'll go quicker that way if I just mulch it. So, yeah, I might do that today, too.
There you go. Yeah, I cut my sister's grass on a weekly basis because if it starts raining, it grows really, really fast. So I always cut hers almost every week. But there's been times I've went over there, like, hey, last year and year before, it was like, hey, the grass didn't grow. Or I cut around the house, but not the extra lot because the extra lot didn't grow. That was rare, but that happened a few times.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Heck, I was busy yesterday, so wasn't able to do it yesterday or my fence, but I'm doing some volunteer stuff, so I did that. But I did see our mail carrier yesterday. I'm talking with him for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I've seen him. It was funny, a couple of years ago, I had on my Akron, Ohio hat, and he came up to hand me the mail. I opened up the door at the right time, and he goes, "You're from Akron, Ohio?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "I went to Akron U."
Cool.
He's a nice guy.
Yep, yeah, he is.
Did you have to take a creek yesterday?
Yeah, but way later than normal because of the stuff I had to do earlier.
So you said I'm not a friend or something, okay?
No, I said I had to do some volunteer work.
Oh, what kind of volunteer work?
You saw in the, with the mail, that little postcard that says Stamp Out Hunger. Now, me and a few other friends were over at the post office and stayed there all day long because nobody else would relieve us. So we just decided to stay there. And 11 to 5 wasn't bad. And we got, all the canned goods and all the stuff that people were giving to the food bank. We were helping load all that, unload it from their from the mail trucks and other vehicles that were bringing the stuff, and then putting it in huge boxes and then throwing it in a box truck.
Oh, okay, you should apply for that mail job. You may not necessarily have been walking around putting mail in, but you could have worked in the post office.
That wasn't even on my mind yesterday.
You're making more money than what you're making now.
Right.
I've been living long, but I'm not prosperous. How's that?
You're retired, and all your retirement money, you're living fine.
Well, I'm barely getting by. By the time I pay the bills, and my wife just put other bills on me, too.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
I told you whenever I was taking my IRA out, that I'm paying half her car payment and I'm paying her health insurance. I told you that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got money for the trains and that, so you're doing good.
Not bad, but I mean, I still just make it, though.
Yeah, but look at it this way, though. At least you've got the money to pay all your bills and do some stuff on the side, to where other people, they can barely pay their bills and they have nothing to do, nothing to spend on their extracurricular activities.
Well, yeah, but with everything going on, it makes it hard to do extracurricular stuff, you know. I'm a good gas in this car. It was $4.99 a gallon at that gas station there on Ireland and 31 there, that marathon.
Oh, yeah, but the gas has been going down, though. It definitely has.
That's good. I found out what was going on is Trump is trying to strangle China. They are the number one manufacturer in the world, and he wants to bring some to make it so that we are the number one manufacturer. So he made a blockade so that Iranian oil, a lot of it goes to China. So he had a blockade so that it wouldn't go to China, so that's going to strangle China's economy. So that's why he's having the blockade for. And also, he's trying to get the enriched uranium so that they can't have a nuclear bomb. There's two goals to this quote-unquote war that's not really war because it's not sanctioned by Congress. It's a police action.
It's a conflict.
Yeah, either way, but yeah, that's what people call, it's a war, and it does look like a war, but it's really a conflict, a police action, whatever you want to call it.
Alrighty.
The last declared war was World War II, because Vietnam and Korea were not declared wars.
Right.
Whenever they left, I think it was 75 or 76. I was 16 in 1976, so I was too young.
All right. Well, I wonder if Ron's out here, because he was out here yesterday, and, he was a day early, so I don't see if Ron's out here.
Yeah, I'm sandbagging. Yeah, Brian, you get a job at the post office, you get a pension, too. A nice, fat pension. There you go, Brian.
Well, and Social Security, because they didn't do that way back in the day, but I think they do that now, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, my daughter's been at the post office for about 5 years now, at least, so, yeah, she's a... going to get that fat pension when she retires. There you go, Brian. I mean, hey, Brian, there are other jobs besides just being mailman and walking from place to place, right? Yeah, Yeah, you can load up the mail to send it to Fort Wayne or Indy, wherever they got to send it to. You can work as a clerk and sell stamps and take boxes in and, you know, make sure it's got enough postage on it so they, you know, mail out the boxes. And yeah, there's other things you can do besides, she's a rural carrier. She's not a walking one, but so she's out in the country. But, yeah, she asked me when she applied for the job, which she should do. I said, no, you better take a truck. You don't want to, and take their truck. You don't want to drive your car, and you don't want to be walking in 10 below weather in the city where nobody shovels the snow. So that's what she's been doing. There you go, Brian. You need to go apply for a job like that.
All right, you know, that's cool. Yeah, it just depends on whatever they're hiring for. That's the thing, too.
So, when you go for the interview, just say, I would like to have this particular job. I don't want to be a mail carrier. And see what they say. It doesn't hurt to try it. They may say no, that they need mail carriers, but it wouldn't hurt to go try it. You brought that big fat pension that Ralph's talking about.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
They're always hiring. That was my second choice of professions if I didn't do what I did. I wanted to be like my mailman Frank, drive around in that thing and deliver mail. So then when I left the department, I had a heads up. I was in the civil division, and somebody delivered his papers door to door. So I had experience.
Yeah, Rod, and I think you drive on the right side of the vehicle instead of the left side, right?
Yeah, the steering wheel's on the right side, and if you come from England, you're in good shape, except you got to make sure you're on the right side of the street instead of the left. I don't know how she does it. That's the only thing that kind of freaked me out about driving is on the other side of the steering wheel and everything, but... Yeah, otherwise, you don't want to mess up the weather or be a clerk and sell stamps and stuff. They make good money. They're all in a pension plan.
Whenever I worked for the city, I had to go out in the parking lot and drive a couple of the street sweepers in the garage so I could work on the radio. And they had right-hand drive. They actually had both. They could drive on either side, but I drove it on right-hand side because that's the way it was set up. And it was weird driving it from the right-hand side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that definitely would be different. So I don't know. That's the only thing I wouldn't like, I guess. But other than that, yeah, she makes good money. She's, got a house over there by Kroger's on Island, makes good money, you know, not wanting for anything. So, can't beat that, Brian. And get a pension. You don't have to worry about 401ks or, and they're not leaving town.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, you know, it would be odd driving on the right-hand side, but you would get used to it in time.
Or how many times you try to get in your passenger side of your car. Hi. They're pretty much always hiring. So, I don't know. You know, it all depends if you want to be out on the road or you want to walk or you want to work inside. They're pretty much hiring everywhere. So, and, you know. You can transfer anywhere you want to. You want to move to Florida or wherever, yeah, that's no problem. The post office is everywhere.
I'm going to go to Florida.
Yeah, go for it, Jim. But I've also been hearing, too, you know, within the next 5 years, will there actually be a post office because everything is, all our bills and everything, they're, you know, want everything on, you know, being electronically withdrawn and everything.
There'll always be a post office. It's been here since 17-something or whatever. There was always going to be a post office. Ben Franklin was the first postmaster general. Besides, you got them companies. Yeah, you could pay online, but there's some, well, look at your taxes. If you pay your property taxes, if you pay with a credit card, it's 2.4%. If you pay with a check, it's $1.50 extra or something, and that's if you do it on the phone. So that's why there's big lines over there at the treasurer's office tax time, because people don't want to pay no 2.4% on their credit card to pay their property taxes, and you don't want to do it on your checking account or on the phone and get to pay extra. No. You bring a check and you bring cash down there to the property tax office, and it doesn't cost you anything. But if you do it on the phone, nope, or mail it, you can mail it with a check. It won't cost you nothing. But yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, who knows, though. Right, go ahead, Jim. I'm almost a trick. All right, talk to you later, Jim, and I'm OYOU. Go ahead, Ron.
7-3, Jim. Talk to you later. KB9KBX, WB9WXO. Oh, and Brian, like NIPSCO, you pay them the same way. If you pay by check on the phone, they charge you from your checking account. Or if you pay by credit card, they charge you 3%. So I just mail a 78-cent postage stamp and mail it to them, because I'm not paying extra to pay a bill. That's ludicrous to have to pay to pay.
Right, but if you get it to where they just yank it right out every month automatically, it don't cost anything.
Yeah, but I don't do that. Only because of all the times you hear of certain companies or certain places got hacked, and they get all that information that they got stored and saved and everything. And no, that's why I don't like that. I don't like, everywhere you go, they want to do that. The electric company, the gas company, your credit card company, everywhere they want to go, they want you to do where they just yank it out of your account. I like to have control over my account. I like to have control over my account where I know, even if I pay on the day it's due and I don't get any penalties, I know that's what I'm paying and when it's coming out. I don't like that. Just pull it out of your account. I'll give you an example. Let me buy a dime here. I'll give you an example. The county changed one year where we got paid like a week later, and then a week later, and then a week later for like 6 months or so. So if you had bills, money coming out of your check, you wouldn't have the money in there because you didn't get paid till the next week or the next week. They did that because they wanted to get like 26 payments a year or some crap instead of, I don't know, it was some kind of stupid stuff. But then they put everybody in a bind because if you had, bill paid, people taking money out of your account, the money wouldn't be there.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
I don't like Chinese or Russia or anybody hacking crap and getting all your information. That's kind of the reason I do that. I'm in control of my account. I want to know what's in there, and I know I can tell you exactly when bills are due. So I got that ingrained in my memory, so I know. Oh yeah, my credit card is due the 27th, so I know that. I know this. I know that house payment was due the first. You know, so I got everything. I never missed the payment, is what I'm saying. I knew when to pay it. I just wanted to do it without electronic interference.
No, that's fine, yeah. I mean, it's just, people do it different ways.
MI3 network.
It's like CP3O, but without that city.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm taking Ma to lunch today, so it's going to be nice. I think I'm going to mow the grass either afterwards or tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be to rain until like Tuesday maybe, so at least there's a day to do it tomorrow if I don't do it today, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'll probably do it today. Plus, I got some panels on my fence I gotta put back up or attach because of Monday night storm.
Don't worry about them storms. If my antenna will come down, and I take a look, make sure both my antennas are up and good. But otherwise, I worry about that.
Yep. Yeah, because we had straight line winds, probably over 90 mile an hour straight line winds coming through here Monday night.
Yeah, I woke up this morning about 2:30. I went to the bathroom, came right back to bed, and I heard like two repetitions of five gunshots. Bing, 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 bing. Like a car taking off. I'm like, man, what the hell is that shooting at? But from where I'm at, it sounded like it was on the north side. So it'd be like the cemetery side. And I didn't know there was nobody in the cemetery. So I had to be on State Road 2. But then I turned the police radio on and I heard it was at Pine and Fillmore. Somebody got their car shot up. I'm like, man, I heard that pretty good from where I'm at to where that was.
Yeah, actually, that's not far from where you're at. Definitely not far from where you're at. Yeah, you're real noisy now, real noisy.
Because my battery's gone. So I'll say 73 to you, Brian, N9YOU, WB9WXO.
All right, Ron, that was good that time. And, yeah, have a good one, too. And, yeah, Susie says hi also. So we'll talk at you later on, WB9WXO and 9YOU.
I should have went up there and visited her when I went and paid my taxes the other day. Like, I didn't. I should have. I'll pop in one of these days.
Alrighty, yeah, she'd like that.
Yeah, she would. She's a good old gal. And 9YOU, WB9WXO, 73.
Alright, and also, too, she's studying for her test, too. So she'd be able to get on here. So, anyways, we'll talk at you later. WB9WXO 9YOU.
Well, that'd be nice to hear. I don't even think she knew I was a ham. Well, maybe she does know. Because I told her I knew you, so yeah, maybe she does know.
Yeah, I told her.
Okay. All right, talk to you. 7-3.
7-3 9YOU.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network,